Friday, 27 November 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina, and I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. It's a blessing to be able to come to you today. I trust you had a wonderful Thanksgiving and that you were able to be with family and friends, but most of all, we appreciate the presence of our Lord. What a wonderful season this is. As I've told you before, I believe this is my favorite season of the year. Let's read Psalm 100 again, and then we'll look at the words from a beautiful song, or maybe some songs that was written for Thanksgiving. Of course, we ought to be thankful all the time. I know that, and you know that. Father, bless us with thy word. Thank you for this Thanksgiving season. In Jesus' name, amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people. That's where we left off on our last broadcast. And the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. We were just marveling yesterday and thanking God for the privilege to be numbered among his people. And also, the Bible says, we are the sheep of his pasture. Now, if you study the Psalms, Psalm 22, 23, and 24, you'll find that the Lord Jesus Christ is the great shepherd. He is the good shepherd, and the Lord Jesus Christ is the chief shepherd. But what a privilege to be numbered among his sheep. You know, the shepherd loves his sheep. He cares for his sheep. He'll treat his sheep when they need it. He'll scold them when they need it. Whatever they need to be protected, a good shepherd will do that. And the Lord Jesus Christ identifies himself as the good shepherd. He makes that very statement here in John chapter 10. After describing the hirelings and what they do and they do not do, he says in verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And then notice a tragic result. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I laid down my life for the sheep, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, not of Israel. Them also I must bring. Thank God he brought us Gentiles in, and they shall hear my voice. And watch this, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. I'm glad that today, be it Jew or Gentile, whoever we might be, we all come to God the same way. Through repenting of our sin and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ broke down the middle wall, a partition between us, and so there is not a fold for the Jews now and a fold for the Gentiles that are saved, but there is one fold, and that is the body of Christ, and we are his sheep. And by the way, you know that we have the privilege of being a sheepfold as well as when we're not out grazing with the Lord. In verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Now who is the porter? That is God the Father. He is the porter of the sheepfold. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. He leads us in, he leads us out, and by the way, he knows us as individuals. He calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Well, praise the Lord. Let's look at the words of this beautiful song. It's Thanksgiving time. It's entitled, We Gather Together, and it's anonymously written, and the music is from a Netherlands folk song. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing, cease them from distressing. Sing praises to his name, for he forgets not his own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining his kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we were winning, thou, Lord, wast at our side, the glory be thine. We all do extol thee, thou leader in battle, and pray that thou still our defender wilt be. Let thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us free. I want to spend a little time on verse 3 here this morning before we come to a close. If there's ever been a truth that's been demonstrated and written in a song, we have it right here. We all do extol thee, thou leader in battle. Folks, we're in a fight. We're in a battle. And I hope I'm wrong, but I believe the intensity of this battle is going to occur. We're not only in a battle for the souls of men. We're in a battle for a civilization, even a Western civilization. We're in a battle for constitutional government. And the enemy is not this time all on the outside. Too many are on the inside, and we're importing more and more into this country all the time. We all do extol thee, thou leader in battle, and pray that thou still our defender will be. Our forefathers knew that they could not win the war. They could not build this country. Our troops over the years have found out that if God is not our defender, dear friend, we will not be victorious. Now listen to this next phrase. Let thy congregation escape tribulation. Now thank God we know if we're saved, we're going to escape the great tribulation. We believe in the premillennial coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and pre-tribulation rapture. But dear friend, there can be a lot of tribulation as we're seeing all over the world. We're reading about, we're seeing films of Christians being slaughtered today for no other reason than the fact that they believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they will not deny him. This ought to be our prayer. Let thy congregation escape tribulation, and then thy name be ever praised. May we be numbered among those who praise the name of the Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus Christ, he who manifests himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then this cry, the last part of the third verse, O Lord, make us free. May we never forget that the basis for freedom is truth. Jesus Christ said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. May we also realize that Jesus Christ himself is truth incarnate. Also, let us remember that the precious, inspired, preserved Word of God, this Holy Bible, is the very truth itself. This is why we contend for the precious Word of God. In the English language, the King James Version of the Bible, we believe it to be indeed the preserved Word of God. And then, thirdly, let me remind you that we are to be people of the truth. If there's one characteristic that should identify us, it ought to be that we're people of truth. John said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Well, dear friend, it's time for us to close again. I hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving season. Looking forward to a blessed season of celebrating the virgin birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the meantime, we are in a battle. We're in a battle, and I'm afraid it's going to intensify. And may we look to our Lord and be faithful to him and trust him for his grace and be willing to stand, and having done all to stand. So much more could be said and ought to be said about this, but our time is out. Let me encourage you to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this coming Lord's Day. If you cannot and you have access to the internet, Please join us at www.calbapt.org, www.calbapt.org, and please join us next broadcast if you can.